Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, February 26th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. Leading off today, new data from research firm Omdia claims that the iPhone XR was the world's most popular smartphone in 2019. Even though it wasn't the latest and greatest, consumers were apparently tempted by its lower price point and edge-to-edge screen design. According to Omdia's Smartphone Model Market Tracker report, Apple shipped 46.3 million iPhone XR units during 2019. That's more than double the 23.1 million units that were shipped during 2018. The iPhone 11 was the next most popular smartphone, accounting for 37.3 million shipments. Again, its lower price point made it a popular choice in comparison to the rest of Apple's lineup. According to Omdia, the iPhone 11 Pro Max was the sixth most popular smartphone, with 17.6 million shipments, while the iPhone 11 Pro was number 9, with 15.5 million shipments. Interestingly, the iPhone 8 continues to sell incredibly well, with 17.6 million shipments last year. That makes it the seventh most popular smartphone, and it's probably why Apple is planning to follow it up with an iPhone 9 in just a few weeks. Apple seems to have struck a winning formula with its iPhone lineups the past 2 years: an entry-level model that's more affordable, such as the iPhone 8, a mid-tier option that still features the latest design, like the iPhone XR and iPhone 11, and pair that with two high-end iPhones for those who want the latest and greatest and are willing to pay for it. In other news, Apple Watch activity challenges are continuing, and the next challenge is set to take place on March 8th. The challenge is meant to encourage Apple Watch owners to be more active while honoring International Women's Day. The rules for the upcoming Apple Watch Activity Challenge simply require users to complete a 20-minute walk, run, or wheelchair workout on that day. Upon completion, a special activity achievement will be unlocked in the Activity app on iPhone. The challenge will be available to Apple Watch customers globally. Apple Watch users can complete multiple challenges over time and collect unique virtual trophies viewed from the Achievements tab of the Activity app on their iPhone. You also get special stickers that you can use in iMessage and FaceTime every time you complete an activity challenge. Apple Watch owners will be notified about this upcoming challenge on their devices sometime prior to March 8th, and we'll be sure to remind you when the time comes as well. We are sponsored this week by Hyper and its next generation of USB-C hubs that are now available to pre-order. And also, thanks to Hyper, we're giving 9 to 5 Mac readers the chance to win Apple's newest Mac Pro worth $6,000. With the newest HyperDrive Gen 2, you get microSD and SD card support, 4K video at 60 Hz, USB-A, USB-C, and more. The HyperDrive Gen 2 is designed to have a minimalistic industrial look that is both elegant and functional. Commonly accessed ports are placed on the front of the hub, while other more permanent connections are placed at the back for better cable management. The HyperDrive Gen 2 is available in 6, 12, and 18 port versions, and you can get 40% off the expected retail price with pre-orders on Kickstarter starting at $59. You can hit the link in the show notes to check it out and enter the Mac Pro giveaway as well. The National Transportation Safety Board yesterday held a board meeting to determine the probable cause of a crash that killed an Apple engineer who was driving a Tesla Model X with autopilot enabled. The crash in question happened on March 23rd of 2018. The Apple engineer's Model X hit the median barrier on Highway 101 in Mountain View, California, and it quickly caught on fire before being hit by two other cars. After reviewing the data logs of the vehicle, Tesla issued a statement confirming that the Model X was on autopilot at the time of the crash. But where things get interesting and why this is Apple news is that the NTSB is putting some of the blame for the crash not only on Tesla, but also on Apple. The driver of the Model X was apparently playing a game on his iPhone around the time of the crash. The NTSB chairman criticized Tesla for ignoring calls to implement better safeguards to help prevent misuse of autopilot, such as stopping people from using their phones when the feature is enabled. but the NTSB seems to be involving Apple as an employer, not as the company who made the phone that the driver was playing the game on. That is, Apple as a company should establish a distracted driving policy for its employees, at least in the eyes of the NTSB. The regulators apparently think that if Apple had a distracted driving policy for its employees, the driver wouldn't have been playing the game on his iPhone while driving with autopilot. It's kind of bizarre for the NTSB to have brought Apple into this situation, seemingly just because the driver was an Apple engineer. But the catch seems to be that the iPhone the driver was using was company-issued for development purposes. In a statement following the NTSB announcement yesterday, Apple simply said that it expects its employees to follow the law. And sure enough, the law in California bans all distracted driving, including when using any sort of autopilot-type features. The NTSB's goal is to get all employees to implement and enforce policies that ban the use of electronic devices while driving. But how exactly that would work is unclear, and critics of this initiative say that the employers shouldn't have any say in what employees are doing off the clock. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.